Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning service that has been provided by Paul Lambert. This morning being Sunday, the 24th of January, 2021. Paul says, "Good morning, everyone. I trust you are well. No doubt even more of you will have been jabbed in the arm by now. There are, by my reckoning, 168 hours in the week. Of these, we spend less than an hour in church. However, if we attend a Zoom meeting, prayer meeting, it could double our time to 90 minutes. Maybe you also attend the Sunday evening Zoom Songs of Praise, which is held fortnightly, adding another 30 minutes to time spent. So we may spend about 2 hours a week in a service, Zoom or other. I estimate that by the time we take our sleep and eat, we're probably spending 1% of our time in church. The important thought this morning is not the 1%, but the rest of the time. How do we spend it? The most important bit is the 99% when we are not in church. This morning we are going to look at how God changes people by calling them." And the reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20, the calling of the first disciples. "After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. 'The time has come,' he said. 'The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.' As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. 'Come, follow me,' Jesus said, 'and I will make you fishers of men.' At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him." I'm not sure about you. Have you ever had a change of direction in your life? Change of job, perhaps. Maybe a change of location. It can lead to a new way of life altogether. Can make a huge difference, sometimes changing where you live or even the job you've got. It happened to Paul once when he lost a job some 30 years ago. He says, "I spent a few years in a kind of wilderness, still in the health business, but actually looking at dirty, smelly feet, which I still do, by the way, but more as a sideline these days. And then by accident, I got back into nursing, and in particular, ophthalmic nursing. And now I'm a nurse practitioner, can prescribe anything in the BNF, but it would be frowned on by my governing body if I treated somebody with an eye condition with morphine, so I don't. Now I am involved in treating conditions relating to macular degeneration, which at the stage of my career, near the end, is fine by me. If there's any particular phrase of Mark that grabs you from this passage, it is, 'and immediately.' It's found twice in the very short reading, and it reflects the urgency of sharing the gospel as widely as possible. Jesus invites people to change their way of life. These fishermen had a hard life, which required them to fish during the cool of the night when the fish were feeding. And after such a long night, they had to mend their nets, clean up their catch, and sell the fish to those who sold on the markets. Picture the scene of them finishing their work for the night and seeing a man they all knew pass by. He spoke just a few words, but what they heard transformed their lives forever. My change of life was caused by a personal disaster, losing a job which caused me to rethink my career. I considered all kinds of things to do differently. The public ministry of here is just beginning. One of the first things he does is to choose some men to help him in his work. He was calling ordinary men to do extraordinary works of God. Guess what? He's still calling people today. He's calling them for salvation as well as to serve him. This text reveals something about this concept of the Lord's call. Let's look at the characteristics. God's call is personal because it's to you. He called these four men specifically by name. There were, of course, other boats there in the harbour, but Jesus called four specific men in two boats. Sometimes God calls you several times in your life to do something different. David was a shepherd boy. He became a king. He was also a poet and a musician. What changes happened to him? When he called them, they were working, and it seems his call fits in with their personalities. For example, Peter and John were casting their nets, and later they were casting the gospel nets when they were bringing people to Jesus. James and John were mending their nets. They were ensuring the fish did not swim away, the main idea being on growth of the church and the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:12 translated, perfecting, busy with edification and encouraging. The point I'm trying to make here is that the Lord has gifted each one of you individually and for a specific purpose. 1 Corinthians 12:7-27. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given the Spirit, the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work he gives to each one, just as he determines. The body isn't a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the same Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot see to the hand, I do not need you, and the head cannot see to say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be weaker and indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, whilst our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honour to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. You see, we all have different strengths and weaknesses, but God has given us something that is special that we should be using. If you want the Lord to use you, get busy. Get busy like these guys were. Don't stay static. Don't do nothing. Do something. As well as being a private call on individuals, there's a public call, isn't there? There's a tricky one, like when you have to stand up in front of people and be counted. Paul says he's a shy, quiet person. Ask Chris. He doesn't like confrontation at all, so saying something publicly is hard for him, as I'm sure it is for others. The thing is that God doesn't get any glory until his work is worked out publicly. Does anyone know you are a Christian? That you are a Christian? That you are a follower of Jesus? When you die, are you hoping Satan doesn't know about it until you're already in heaven? Is that what you think this morning? Some, of course, have tried to keep things quiet. For example, Joseph, Nicodemus, their attempts to hide didn't last long. The call of God is kind of strange, you know, unexpected. People get the call. We mentioned David, who was smaller than his brothers. Moses, who at 80 was a murderer and fugitive on the run. God chose Paul, who hated the church. He chose Jesus Christ. He chose a small boy and his lunch to feed a multitude. Jesus chooses those whom no one else would choose, so that he would get the greater glory. So if you're feeling a bit out of sorts, don't worry, you're in good company. So my question this morning is this. Is God calling you? Are you deaf? Can you hear him? You know, there was a study in Texas showing that people giving their mobiles in the same room are less effective at a given task. Derek mentioned last week about using social media, Facebook in particular. Like myself, we look at it too much. And yes, we have to put them away so we aren't distracted. And that's just one small device. How much harder is it to hear God's voice in everyday life? So what you have to do is deliberately shut everything else out for a while, maybe for 10 minutes. See how that works and then increase it to half an hour. Listen out for that still, small, quiet voice speaking to your heart. I challenge you, my friends, to do that this morning. It may change your very life. Amen, and bless you all.